Well, we do this and we try to be so serious about it. It's the time for the day page section. This morning, I'm like, whatever. Tomorrow's July 4th. It's one of my favorite holidays. I'm going to enjoy it no matter what. I'm going to enjoy it. And you can't stop me. I'm going to watch those fireworks, even if it means the whole Northeast gets torched. Okay. All right. It's time for day page. It's July 3rd. The day before July 4th, Radio InfoWib's birthday. Birthday of our nation, the Declaration of Independence, and soon after, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, all of which are now completely ignored by our politicians. Will somebody please vote them out of office? So it's been so exciting in the news lately. But before we do that, it's time for the salute to coffee. Raise your mug high. Once again, I have my coffee in a teacup. Same one as yesterday. So yes, in the news today, we have the Snowden story still has legs, as the news media would say. That means a story that just keeps on walking or running, as the case may be. I called it when the Snowden story first hit. You can go back and look at the archives at daypage.net back in May or whenever it was, and you'll see it's Snowden legs or something like that. Crab legs. Alaskan crab legs. And you can hear my very pontification on the subject. I told you so. I like to be able to say that, but I'm also wrong a lot, so it's all good. So in the Snowden story, there's the flight to Bolivia, the Bolivian president leaving Russia on a plane, and everybody was thinking, oh, Edward Snowden is on that plane. He's going to go to Bolivia. And the Obama administration, which has been saying publicly, oh, we don't really care. We're not going to force down any planes. Remember that? He specifically said, we're not going to scramble any jets. So what's the first thing he does? He scrambles jets and tries to prevent the Bolivian president from getting back to Bolivia by twisting the arms of the French and whomever to prevent him from entering their airspace. That's after the French declared that Snowden is a hero. Is the Obama administration trying to apply lots of pressure and be the 900-pound gorilla? Oh, no. The amount of lies coming from the Obama administration is just... It's like nothing that we've seen since the Clinton administration. It's not that I'm anti-Obama. There's a lot of anti-Obama people out there. And I wasn't one of them, but I'm becoming one fast now as a result of this. It's really distressing, the outright lies and prevarication. Now, as I said, not since the Clinton administration. I did a radio program called Bad Boy Bill when Bill Clinton was in office. And I think I'm going to run that program again tomorrow, July 4th. Seems appropriate for a number of reasons now. Well, let's see. Also, I would like to thank all of those who have liked us on Facebook. The Facebook page is facebook.com/radioinfoweb. And we're having a little contest with our friend Saxy, who is a sax player here in the New York area. And more people like him than like Radio InfoWeb. So help us have more likes than Saxy. We can do it. I know we can. So gather up all your friends and have them like us on Facebook. The NSA will notice, and maybe the NSA will start listening to Radio InfoWeb. And that would be, wouldn't that be cool? So, now let's see what's in the news today. It's on the New York Times. I keep going back to that. I don't know why. You know, we want to have faith. We want to have faith in the president. We want to have faith in the New York Times. We want to have faith in the people in Congress and Senate. And they all lie. And they're all screwing us. And they're all incompetent nincompoops. But, we're looking at the front page of the New York Times anyway. The Egypt deadline nears as Morsi and military pledge to fight. That's right. President Morsi of Egypt is going to stand out on the street. And he's going to fight the entire Egyptian army by himself. Because he has God on his side. Oh, yeah. Here's the aftermath of the Snowden story. Snowden rumors quashed, Bolivian's plane leaves Austria. After rumors that Edward J. Snowden was aboard, the Bolivian president's plane landed in Vienna and stayed there overnight before taking off Wednesday morning, an airport spokesman said. And of course, the plane had to be searched by the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and numerous other members of what they now call collectively the American intelligence community. Do we have enough spooks and snoops and spies and underwear checkers and all that good stuff? Do we have enough of them? I think we need more. I think we need to triple the federal income tax so that we can have more spies. We don't have enough. And how about that Bolivian president? I think I had a bull of a bladdermometer once. It was redlining. Saved my life. Yeah, but then that's one of those things that you don't wear it on your wrist. That's the bull of a watch. But the Bolivian bladdermometer, that's something that you strap onto your leg. The drones, Pakistan drone attack kills at least 16. The Obama administration is somehow, you know, Cuts Mason is always saying, don't get any on you. I think that the Obama administration got some on them.
Like,
lots of it. And it's sticking. Yeah, we have the Edward Snowden thing with all the snooper gate and everything, and Obama could have done the right thing. He could have come out and said, what Snowden did was illegal, but it was the right thing for the American people. It was the right thing for the American government. Let's have a commission look into this whole issue of all the snooping and spying. Obviously, it's run amok. It's gone nuts. We need to do something about it. You know, Obama could have become a hero too, but instead he's decided to take the Darth Vader approach. Kill them all. Nuke America. They won't obey. We'll have to take them out. So, it's amazing. Simply amazing. And then we got drone stuff. Now he's defending the status quo. I used to joke he's like Bush 3, but anyway, of course, we were hearing earlier Tyrone's on in Studio 3A. And he was doing the fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Can't get fooled again. Bob O'Reilly. Yeah. George Bush. He was a rocket scientist prior to becoming president. Helped land American citizens on Uranus. It was quite a mission to the stars. And of course, the American electorate forgets everything. Forgets everything. All right, enough of this. It's Slacker Day. Most people are going to work a half a day and get paid for a full day today and lame out and try to forget everything, try to forget all the really bad crap that's going on around and trying to forget the pickle that we're in with our glorious leaders just totally screwing up and screwing us and screwing the world. Yeah, most people are just going to hide their head in the sand and hope that somewhere under there's a flat screen TV that they can watch. So we'll keep Day Paid short and say have a great Wednesday. There's always another Day Page, and there'll probably be one for July 4th too. I'm Rex Latchford, not guaranteeing it, but I may well be here tomorrow. Bye.